Quick pop.
All right, hello. Guys,
this is where we talk. There we go. Got it. Good.
Yes. Welcome back to another episode of Premier League in Pints. We are Brian-less today. Brian is on spring break because he's a child. Just kidding. He's a teacher. So we've got
the children.
Daniel Sproles.
Hello.
Garrett.
Hello.
The Shorty McShorty Garcia. And Matthew Clayton.
That seemed a little uncalled for.
The fuck was that?
I was trying to think of something funny. I couldn't think of anything.
Well, I hope you trip over a well.
Okay.
Over a well or into a well?
Both.
And
over a one well into the well next to it.
Short game weekends.
Seven games in total. Yeah. Was it the first time? You said six, you lying sack of shit.
I said I was wrong.
All right. First game of the weekend was Brentford-Luton.
Listen.
I was wrong. I thought they would win at Kenilworth. I was wrong. I take it back.
You're very wrong.
Yeah. I think that Wissa has been having himself an absolute season. 10 goals, 1 assist so far this year. He's keeping, you know, Ivan Toney out of the squad. And I think he's doing a bang-up job playing up top there. And same with Mbono with 2 assists today on the game day. I mean, Luton just looked pedestrian. They looked.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna say it
on
once
purpose.
A podcast.
Are you on purpose now? No, I know.
Was Toney injured or was he just?
I have no idea.
I don't think he's in the lineup.
He's not on the bench. Either, so
yeah,
we got caught betting again.
But I mean, for how Luton has been playing recently, I was kind of thinking this will probably be a pretty good bottom of the table match, and then. Again, Brentford's one of those funny sides where they either go off or they don't do jack shit, really. And they looked the dominant team. Thomas Frank's really looking like he's got all the nails ironed out or all the nails hammered out or whatever you call it.
The nails ironed out.
That's a saying.
What the fuck do you do to your nails?
It's a saying now.
Got to iron out those nails.
Nice to see old Pinnock getting a goal, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan. Is it Pinnock or is it Pinnock?
Tomato, tomato.
Pinnock. That was Pinnock.
Pinnock.
5-1, Brentford win. Luke Berry with the avoid the shutout, though, of course, for Luton. Big for fantasy people. Yeah. By the way, I just want to put out, I had Luton's goalie for fantasy, and it didn't go well, in case anyone was wondering. Sheffield-Burnley was a lot of relegation at stake on Saturday morning.
And a lot of blowouts in the relegation.
Yeah, and a lot of, we did say if Burnley had a fucking snowball's chance in hell of coming back, they had to win this week.
Yeah, that's... their saving grace that they won and both Luton and Forest lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're now... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say good old goal by Gus Hammer, though, for Sheffield.
Love that name.
Gotta love Gus.
Gus is great. I was going to ask you guys, of the teams that are likely to get relegated, are there any... Well, it's tough because there is a battle going on. Let's say like the 4 teams that are bottom of the table right now. So who's up?
Forest are in 17th on 26. Luton are in 18th on 25.
So of those
19th and 23.
Of those 4 teams, which players do you think get poached by, you know, a Premier League team or stays up in the league? Because I think Sheffield has 0. I think Burnley maybe has 1 or 2.
I don't think anybody from Burnley has had a good enough season for them to get bought out by someone else. I think that if Burnley go down, whoever they have, they should just try to keep it. Build a better squad for the next time they come up.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to look down the line. I don't really know.
Maybe
Luton, you got
Trafford in goal.
Yeah. Luton, Barkley, we were saying.
Barkley will get signed.
Yeah. I could see Barkley going. I could see Alfie Doherty,
he's
wing back.
Good.
He's been pretty good.
Yeah.
I can even, there's one of their defenders, one of their center backs, I thought isn't shambolic Osho.
I don't know if not shambolic is really the line they're looking for, though. But.
Yeah, but like if I'm a newly promoted team, that's maybe a player I'd be looking at.
So if you're Leicester, Southampton, or...
Yeah, exactly.
Who the fuck's up right now? Who's else?
Right now it's
Ipswich.
Because they... No, Leeds won today, so they're ahead. Right. But Ipswich are right behind them. And then Forest, I mean, you got plenty. You got Origi, you got...
They'll be, yeah, there's a bunch.
Gibbs-White.
Gibbs-White,
regardless if they stay up or not, I think he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to make a move.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Danilo. I think Nico Williams is pretty good, too. I don't be surprised.
We always say Nottingham is good players, and yet they just can never actually get results, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be like too many parts, not enough team.
Yeah, I think it's a similar problem that Chelsea has. They almost don't have an identity. And yeah. I think with Nuno, they're starting to get one, though.
So no one's taking Gus Hammer, huh?
He could, maybe. How many goals player on the bench?
He's got to have a couple. Like, yeah, we talk about it enough, right?
I think he could be maybe the only one.
It's tough. That was more than that.
Yeah.
That was at least like six or something. Then again, like how many chances does Sheffield get in a game? Like how they fucking barely have the ball.
Doesn't really get the chance to showcase what he's got.
I mean, they Sheffield have 11 shots on target this game, though. It's kind of crazy. They only scored one. By Gus. Hammer.
The hammer.
Yeah. But Burnley get crucial 3 points, stay somewhat in the race. Moving on to the next game, the last game of Saturday. Dan.
Really wasn't a pretty game, if I'm being honest. But regardless,
you're pretty.
Thanks.
Aww. Problem. You're ugly as fuck.
I hope that got us back on track. At times, I think we played much better in the second half. The first half was a very slow start to
some
the game.
Some would say pedestrian.
Pedestrian, yeah, perfect. Perfect word for it. Tim Howard would agree. But it took us till the 45th minute to finally break the deadlock. And it was almost like an accidental shot, too. Trossard, he just kind of swings his foot at it, hits it with his toe, and gets the perfect amount of bend on it, just go, like, top in. So that was huge for us. And then, towards the end of the game, Odegaard gets one to really steal the 3 points.
Yeah, I was keeping faith that Wolves were going to tie one up. They didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, they were also playing a very weak lineup. They had a lot of key players out in this game, like Neto's still out. Cunha's out. A couple other ones I'm forgetting at the moment.
They didn't start Lamina. They didn't start Sarabia.
Yeah.
They had a couple interesting choices. Maybe they just kind of punted it and just like try to get points against a team we have more chance of getting a result against.
Yeah.
But they were home, so I mean.
Yeah. And last couple things I'll say is Kivior looked very shaky in this game. He almost.
I hate how he spells his first name. I should make that clear.
Jakob.
It's Jakob.
He like held the ball for too long and basically got it stolen off him and got, bitched off it. And then luckily Ryan made an amazing save, fingertips trying to it almost went near post, but he reacted quickly, got a really nice save to it. And then last thing is Rice, that man just runs nonstop. I'm so happy I have him on this team. I can't describe how happy I am that he's on this team. Every game he puts in absolute shift. He always looks so comfortable on the ball. He's like that truly, even though he's not the captain, he's that player that acts like a captain regardless if he has the armband or not. And I think I'm going to use United as an example because Brian's not here right now, and I think it's a fitting example. When I look at the United team right now, it reminds me of Arsenal 3 or 4 years ago just because I'm, familiar and watched them.
And dealt with that.
Dealt with that and have been through that. We lacked leadership. We lacked leadership and a true leader. Leadership.
Leadership.
And if you look at them, who is their leader right now? Maguire at times he can be a leader, but the fans don't like that.
Yeah.
And then Bruno is your captain.
He's a little bitch.
But regardless, 3 points. I'm happy with it. Back on track. And for now, top of the table.
Yep. And say City no game this weekend. We had an FA Cup game instead.
And we play again before you play. So
yeah, it's kind of crazy. We play Thursday against Brighton.
Dan, how do you feel about that? Because I'm in a similar situation with the Villa Spurs thing. Do you like having all these games that you're playing before City even play?
Well, it depends on how they do
with
them.
Kind of puts the pressure on them. I mean, it's in our hands to if we lose against Chelsea, all right, that's probably pretty much it. But it also puts pressure on them to if we win, then okay, we need 4 points out of these games. Then
it kind of depends on which way you take it. Like I said, if they get a result, yeah, it puts more pressure. I also, hot take, I was going to say this last week and I kind of forgot. I feel like us being out of the Champions League actually makes it more stressful on the Premier League season now.
Yeah, because it's the only trophy.
We have FA
Cup too, yeah.
But you know what I mean? I feel if you're still in the Champions League and whatever, you lose a result in the Premier, all right, well, we're still, we still have a chance at one of the bigger trophies, if not arguably biggest, depending on who you talk to. But not having that opportunity now, I feel like all your eggs are pretty much now in the Premier League basket.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if City don't win the Champions League, the Premier League, and if they lose to United, is this a failure of a season for them? I think because questions have been asked for us. Like,
I think, yeah, I mean, I think anytime City doesn't win a trophy with the team they have right now, it's not a success.
Dan, if you guys don't win the Prem now, because that's what your only option, is this a failure for you?
I think it's a different situation based on where we were a couple years ago. I would say I'm disappointed, but really last year was the one year that we were able to challenge for anything. We got back to the Champions League. We made it to the quarterfinals, which, you know, was pretty good for the last time back, or first time back. And, you know, we've been in the title fight two seasons in a row. I think it just comes down to, like, experience and drive at this point. I would consider it a failure, but I don't know. I'm not going to be just too upset.
Comments, concerns? You brought the question up.
Yeah, you're right. I personally think that if Arsenal don't win the Premier League, I would consider this league, this season a failure.
This league, the league, the whole league's a failure.
This league's a failure. No, but I think if you're Manchester City and you don't win the league this year, you won the treble last year. It's the biggest achievement any club can achieve. That's massive.
But isn't that like, I don't know, I feel like
double standard.
Two teams, they're going in different ways. I mean, not that City's on the downturn, but like, if you look at where we were to where we are now.
Yeah, but when are you going to reap the benefits, though?
Hopefully soon. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like these are your years, though, man.
We have the youngest squad in the league right now.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
I don't have the stats on that, but I'm just going to agree with them.
If not the youngest,
I don't have the search there.
Let's just say that it's true.
All right, you want me to look it up?
No, I'm sure. I believe you.
I mean, yeah, I get what Clayton's saying. It's like at some point, it's like, you can only be on the cusp for so long before you... Like, I mean, look how many times Tottenham was on the cusp, and they still haven't won shit. Like,
Tottenham should have won the Premier League the year Leicester won it, and they should have won the Champions League the year they...
played Liverpool.
That was like a failure, two failures back-to-back. So,
like sometimes you just stay on the cusp. Yeah. I think that's the issue.
Dude, Arsenal fans must love getting edged.
And compared to Tottenham... Edged? All right, according to Transfer Market, hold on. Kill some time real quick.
Drum roll.
Accept and continue. You can have all the cookies you want.
Oh, no. He doesn't even have his cookies enabled.
I don't know what this goes by.
Probably age.
But they are fourth.
Well, one of the youngest
teams.
Who's
the youngest team in the league?
According to this, Chelsea.
Oh, that makes sense.
Burnley, Spurs, and Arsenal. Arsenal and Spurs are like...
Maybe it's like...
Flopped,
starting
basically.
I don't know.
Maybe start, yeah. Because, I mean, Chelsea's average age is 23.6. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. Arsenal is 25.1.
So it's still a very young team. Like, absolutely.
Who wants to guess who the oldest team is without looking?
Ooh, I'm going to say Sheffield.
Nope.
I'm going to say Brentford.
Nope. Fulham.
Fulham.
At the average age of 28.3.
You know, when I was watching Fulham West Ham last week, they brought that up. I should have known that.
Well, you didn't.
Yep, I'm an idiot. All right.
Well, I suck. All right.
Dan, anything else?
No, I'm good.
Moving on.
Moving on to Saturday morning, the controversial game, I guess we could say.
Okay, I'm just going to get my little rant out of the way about the referee.
Can we say the game?
Fine.
Say the teams
Everton
first.
Everton beat Forest 2-0.
Okay, now go.
Now I'm going to get my little rant out of the way. I don't know what a handball is. I just said this to you guys off the microphones. I don't know what a handball is anymore. I don't know. Manchester City in the FA Cup again, Jack Grealish looked like a fucking handball. Wasn't called.
It was.
I know, but it wasn't called. Then you've got the handballs here that weren't called. I don't know what a handball is.
I think they're all handballs. Like based on the rules, like the arms against the body, the ball's like, you know.
You mean away from the body?
Yeah.
Away from the body, sorry.
And the consistency.
There is none. That's the problem. There is none.
I'm just so frustrated. And I saw a lot of heat coming from people about the tweet that Forrest sent out.
I thought it was fine.
I thought it was fucking amazing. I was like, good. Talk your shit, King. I was like, don't take this lying down. The refereeing has been terrible this year. If I was any team getting relegated, maybe not Sheffield, but if I was any team getting relegated, I'd be like, yo, let's go back. Let's watch every game. Let's see how many games we might have been fucked. Because they're like, dude, it's deciding major, major points.
Now,
and the fact that the VAR guy was a Luton fan,
that's what I was gonna say. Do you think that
terrible?
Do you think that like plays a big part in it, or do you think it was just bad decision making?
I don't know if it necessarily played a part in it, but
it doesn't look good.
It doesn't
optically
look good on paper.
Yeah,
I mean, Luton didn't help themselves at all. Help themselves out in this weekend anyway. But
they said, didn't they? Nottingham came out and say like they were more mad about it because they actually brought it up before the game mm-hmm. that the guy was a Luton fan. There's like a, there was a guy on Twitter, and he was like, yeah, I don't even get why Nottingham would think that guy's a fan. I mean, all he did was go to their games growing up as a child and then go in the games on his days off. I don't get it. Yeah. Like, sarcasm. but it was pretty good. But, yeah, I don't know. Bad, some bad decisions. I think the Ashley Cole one was a foul.
I agree.
The handball, like we said.
Ashley Young?
Ashley Young, not Ashley Cole. If Ashley Cole came back to play, that'd be kind of cool. Dude,
he's about probably the same age.
All three were Ashley Young. The last one, I think, was the clearest.
The last one was one that I was, like, the most surprised they didn't get.
Yeah. I was, like, at that point, I'm, like, three calls go against your way. Like, it's tough. Obviously, there's a lot of feelings and, you know, everyone's heated after the game. But in my opinion, I think that's kind of a wild move to do that, regardless of how mad you are. Like, to do a public tweet and accuse someone of being a Luton fan. Like, I mean, regardless of if he is or not, I think it's kind of crazy.
I don't know. It's definitely interesting because isn't that what it was not what Arsenal did, but didn't Arsenal put something out or Arteta put something out about this reffing on one of the games this season?
I mean, a lot of coaches have talked about the reffing, but like,
but I thought Arsenal actually released a club statement, didn't they, on something?
Probably the Newcastle game with the ball going out of bounds, but
is that what it was? I just remember we talked about this on the podcast. I forget what episode though.
Yeah, it was probably the Newcastle one where there was three calls that
could
have
been.
Let's
go back and watch our old episodes and figure out which one it was.
But regardless, it's like every team have not every team, but a lot of teams have come out and spoken out against refereeing, which I think is important, which should be done. Yeah. But like I think calling out the fact that it's a Luton fan, I think that was kind of crazy. Bold move.
It's been, like I said, I think they were more mad because they brought it up and basically just got ignored. And then this happened. Did not help. Like if you just found out after the fact that the guy was a Luton fan, it's like whatever. But they raised the issue early on, which is like, well, I think they're more pissed off than anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you've seen a lot of people come out in, you know, in favor of the refereeing organization. You've seen a lot of people basically say they can go fuck themselves. So it's definitely been a pretty divided response to the Nottingham situation.
The reffing's been terrible. It's been terrible all season. We talk about it all the time.
Every fucking week. Like you said last week, we should just name every single episode title. Like we talked about the refs again. Like,
and it just needs to fucking change. It needs to change. It needs to be better. I don't know how. I'm not smart enough to figure out how, but it needs to be better.
Like this one doesn't have anything to even do with VAR. It's just like bad decisions.
Yeah, it's just
like
bad on-field decisions. It's terrible. And I don't even know if we want to talk about the FA Cup, but terrible decisions in both those semifinals as well.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the City one should be a handball.
Yeah, and I don't think that guy was offsides.
That one's tough because I haven't seen like the angle of it other than the weird foot draw line.
I've seen a shit ton of the angles for it, and let me tell you something. That is, like,
it's like his
one
toe.
Of the lines looks like it's literally on
his foot.
It's like, yeah.
It's over his foot.
It comes back to how thick the lines are drawn again. Like,
And I have issues with it, and the whole situation I thought was terrible for them. And again, it's the same fucking referees, though. It's the same referees doing the same shit. And you're like, how? How are we making... This is supposed to be the best league in the world with the best workers, with the best referees, with the best everything across the board. And it's just fucking terrible.
Are we going to talk about the FA Cup games, or is this us talking about the FA Cup
games?
Let's
talk about them now.
I can't stand Antony as a person.
I was going to say, is anyone more unlikable than him
right now?
He
actually might. Like, he's the worst. He sucks. And he's a dickhead.
If he was good, like, Martinez is good and he acts like that. I mean, Martinez.
I don't even know if he would act like that to Coventry.
I mean, also, you were winning 3-0.
Yeah, you went to PKs. You blew a lead to Coventry. You lost, or you won a PKs, and you go and celebrate like that in front of championship team.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Dude, and even freaking Hoyland when he scored his game winner, like celebrated, and just like no one ran over. Like they were just like more pissed than anything else that they had to go to penalty kicks against Coventry. Like, but Antony, like, oh yeah, I don't hear you. Shut the fuck up.
What a dick. It's like, bro, that probably whole squad is on his wages alone.
Wow, we're really gonna segue here. Sorry, I should pose a question. Do we think Ten Hag needs to win the FA Cup to have a chance of keeping his job?
No, I think he's gone.
Thoughts?
I think he's gone too.
Even with a win?
Yeah. First of all, they won't. It's City United.
Yeah, but you never know. But I'm pretty sure that when they fired, who the fuck was it? Who was the guy from Netherlands? that coached.
Isn't Ten Hag the Dutch guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, not the Netherlands. Who am I thinking of?
Are you talking about Ralf Rangnick?
No, fuck me. He literally won the one. Van Gaal. He won the FA Cup and got fired that season, I'm pretty sure. But yeah. So I think he's gone. I think if he wins the FA Cup, I don't know, it gives him a little bit of a leash.
If they would have lost to Bournemouth instead of tying, I think that would have been the game he got sacked. Because like
there's been a lot of rumors of them talking to people, but like I don't know.
Brian's not here. We can't ask who he'd want. But who do you guys think would take the United job?
I keep seeing pictures of fucking old Chelsea coach
Potter.
Tuchel. I don't know if he'd come back, but I keep seeing rumors.
I saw one that said he'd rather go to the Prem than he'd go to Spain.
Who, Tuchel?
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying I feel like he would be the, I don't know, not a clear option, but an option.
Yeah.
And all Premier League love is just recycling the same fucking 28 coaches.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Should we go back on track?
Yeah, let's get back on track.
Okay.
That was our FA
Cup rant. Clayton, Villa, go.
So, funny story. I was actually watching...
Funny story.
I was actually watching the first 40 minutes of the game with my girlfriend. And every game I've watched with her, Villa have lost. And I kind of...
So, you're saying she wasn't good luck?
I'm saying she's terrible luck. And she had to leave right before the first half ended. And literally, she was basically...
Oh, so she's still bad luck.
Car. And we scored, and I texted her, and I was like, just so you know, it's you. So now I refuse to watch Austin with her because I totally buy into it.
It's funny.
But no, we played great. The pen was Gates? We played Gate. No, we played great. The pen was totally a pen. Cash took him out. The atmosphere was electric. I could hear it through the TV the whole time. We dominated the whole game. Watkins with two assists. I mean, he should have scored. He played phenomenally.
Phenomenal.
And for a group of guys that played 2 days before in the Europa League, they played 120 minutes.
Europa League.
Conference League.
Chill,
my bad.
All right.
weird upgrade that, there.
Yeah. they didn't look crazy tired. Don't get me wrong, at the end, they looked a little fatigued. And we didn't have a ton of depth on our bench with all the injuries and everything, but they put in a true, honest to God, good performance after all that, and I was very proud.
It's like a proud papa.
Yeah, they did great. I was thrilled.
Bailey had a good game.
Yeah, he did. He had an excellent game. I thought Diaby played well. I thought Rodgers played great.
Wait, just list all the guys.
Yeah, I don't think anybody. I think the worst, the player who played the worst was.
I think Rodgers, Leon Bailey, Moose Diaby, Washington was good.
Plus starting lineup. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even the chances that Bournemouth had, I think they only had one chance where I was like, oh, shit, Martinez has to come up big here. And he was offsides. So, I mean, they looked just like they couldn't break us down, which has happened throughout the year, the season. So, I'm not super
Don't
shocked
break
by
me
it.
Down.
The only thing, Whoosh. Now we're going to go a little off track.
We are or you are?
You're going to probably want to comment
okay.
on it.
Just curious.
Pep, after the FA Cup game, bitched and moaned about the number of games played, which... Villa have done the same thing as them this week in the shorter amount of time. And then Bernardo Silva bitched about it. And listen, I know Nuno isn't doing a great job for you guys. What's his name? Nuno what?
Oh, the midfielder. You're talking about the midfielder?
Yeah, the midfielder.
Yeah, I can't stand him. We talked about this last time.
Bernardo Silva played 120 minutes against Real Madrid, and then Pep played him in the FA Cup, and he got 0 minutes, Nuno. So I'm like, okay.
Because he's terrible.
But at some point you got to rotate, and I'm like, that's just you not wanting to rotate them. Don't then go and bitch because you bought a player you don't trust, and you don't want to start him against Chelsea in the FA Cup.
Nunez, by the way.
I kept saying Nuno.
Yeah,
but I just thought that was. I mean, I get it. I still think the games are coming way too thick and way too fast.
It's definitely a lot. Yeah. You got to be like. I get people don't want to bitch about playing them, but like it has to suck.
Oh, it's terrible. And I think that I totally agree, but I also think that if I were like a City fan looking at the bench, I'd be like, dude, look at all these amazing players. Just rotate Silva. Like you're playing Chelsea.
Hasn't it always been like this though? There's always been FA Cup, there's always been Champions League. And if you want to play for one of these top clubs, like it should kind of be an expectation.
Yeah, and all those lower clubs now are pissed off because they're
set yeah, to take the away FA Cup the, thing is fucked.
Yeah.
That sucks for them.
Yeah. So I mean,
that's less money.
I think that if they're going to make the season longer, I'll fucking watch Premier League soccer.
But yeah, they can't. They're not the ones playing. They can't.
Why not?
Because they have all the international shit they got to get ready for.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, but other people do.
USA isn't that great anyway. I still hate Greg. Fuck that shit. Everyone make it a Greg. Month longer. I will watch. I'll love that, dude. I won't get depressed for that 1 month in between, you know, World Cups and Euros and shit like that. Yeah. At the end of the Prem. Totes. But that was my 2 cents on that.
All right. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. The game we all saw coming, obviously. 5 Crystal Palace, 2 West Ham.
Did you guys see that bike?
Yes.
No. As they said.
Yeah, I did. It's very nice.
Hey, let's put this at the back of the net with our fucking chest and fucking crush that.
That was with authority, too.
You think he said that while the ball's in the air? He's like, let me put this in the net.
I think he, like, while the ball was in midair, he was like, guys, this goes in the net, right? Okay, let me just put it in with my fucking chest. And he slammed that shit home. I thought that I was audibly went, oh, wow.
Did you actually?
Oh, wow. I did, yeah.
Wish I was sitting next to you to hear you go, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Own goal? Can we just talk about it? Because it's funny.
Yeah. Well, the Henderson own goal you're talking about.
Yeah, not the Emerson one.
Yeah.
Like, how bad is that?
That was awful, man.
Like, first of all, like, he's not even under the pressure, but, like, he had to, like, I don't even know what he was trying to do. It was like he was in between two minds of, like, do I just try to one-time volley this out, or do I control it? And he just did neither.
Looked like his foot got stuck, where, like, he didn't know what to do, and, like, his foot froze. But
yeah,
it's also partly on the defender, too, for, like, lobbing the ball up back to his goalie that. Like,
kind of a hospital ball.
Goalies aren't known for their, like, first touch and being good under pressure, and that just kind of shows, like, if you put him in that situation, those kind of things happen.
Yeah. But yeah, just kind of a fucking clinic from Palace this day. Honestly, it was just really good.
Yeah, I mean, they look good moving the ball around, and
they were just efficient. Like, 7 shots on target, 5 goals.
Yeah,
4-0 up in 30 minutes.
I think that, you know, they're starting to have a little more of an identity. Mateta's looked good the last couple games. I mean, he should have finished one against fucking Liverpool, but they've looked decent, and I think that's a lot with the change in manager, too. I think that this guy...
Do we think Roy Hodgson's done now?
I think if he comes back, it's going to be like, he's going to be a caretaker for like a month. Like,
somewhere.
Also, he's getting old. Like, I mean,
not getting old. He's been old.
He's been old since as long as I remember.
He's getting old. That man is old.
He's getting old. Roy Hodgson is how old?
Wait, let me guess. 74.
72.
Survey says 76.
Oh, wow. So close.
Fun fact, he was a left back back in his playing days.
Nice. All right. Anybody else got stuff they want to talk about on this game?
Not really. Just kind of shocked. I think we all thought West Ham was going to win this game, and they just didn't. And we definitely didn't expect them to get absolutely shit rocked, but... Good job in Palace. I think that pretty much puts Palace safe at this point. We talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
They won this game. They were pretty much avoiding all relegation battle.
Do you think this takes West Ham out of contention for a European spot?
Look at the table.
They're currently in 8th place. 7th place last year was a Europa Conference League place. They are 2 points behind Manchester United, but Manchester United have 2 games in hand.
Yeah, I'm pretty much thinking this is...
Chelsea's got 3 games.
And United plays Sheffield next. Yeah, they're fucked.
They're not.
Yeah. You play Sheffield. They play Liverpool. Yeah, they're fucked.
Okay. They might even finish outside the top 10.
Don't give Chelsea that much credit.
No. If anything, he's given Brighton
like Wolves the credit. 11th.
Brighton. It'll be a lot, but
yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, at this point though, they're probably not thinking they're going
to
make it.
Let's ask Clayton the question: if they don't make it to the top 10, Clayton.
No, I think that...
Oh, now all of a sudden it's a fucking no. Here we go.
No, I still think he gets sacked in the summer.
That was my question, and then you just fucking said no.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter whether or not he makes the top 10 or
not. Am I having a stroke?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of good managers out there and a lot of good managers that are going to be out of a job.
Do you think Potter comes in the summer somewhere?
You know, I've recently been seeing that guy at Sporting that was going to go to Liverpool is going to go there.
West Ham?
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, so... and I've heard Grant... I saw a list today on Twitter. It was him, Graham Potter, and Tuchel. And Tuchel's, like, according to the bookies, like the least likely one. But if you're looking at the managers, he's the only one. Him, Dyche, maybe Sheffield.
Man find any way possible to bring up Sean Dyche. Unreal. Dyche.
But they're the only ones that don't play this, like, play out of the back pep ball kind of football. And it's not really working for them anymore. Because now they've got a decent squad with Bowen, with Paqueta, with James Ward-Prowse. That they should be able to keep the ball a little bit more and just not hit him on the counter. So I think he's a great coach, and I think he's going to have a great
career after West Ham. I just think that they have to find someone a little more progressive.
How old do you think David Moyes is? I actually don't know. He's got to be, what, early 50s maybe?
No, he's older than that.
I'd say 60s, yeah.
Is 65, he actually?
Yeah.
I actually, no, you might be right.
He just has a great skincare routine. Oh, he's 60. Routine.
Fuck me sideways.
Yeah, great skincare routine, that man.
What a weird thing to say. What? Okay. All right, let's move on to the last game of the weekend before Clayton gets a hard-on. Here we go, Liverpool Fulham.
I'm so hungry.
Liverpool Fulham.
Yep.
Anyone?
Liverpool won. They rotated the squad a little bit, which I thought was good because why the fuck not?
Yeah, I mean.
And Fulham, I'm going to say everyone's favorite word, looked pedestrian.
Is this Allison's first game back?
I think it was his second.
Second game back?
Yeah.
Trent. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, after you. I've been talking a lot.
I would say Trent's free kick was kind of sick.
Oh, yeah, so that was good. Sick.
Yeah.
Did you see, was that Klopp's comments? Was that a real comment where he basically said, like, what's his name looked good? But
Bradley.
Like, basically, he's not Trent. It's kind of like was the general comment and consensus of what he said.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he puts together some good performances, but like Trent's basically just like irreplaceable, kind of.
You know, I didn't see that, but that's something I could see him saying.
Yeah.
Like how we're all ecstatic because the Liverpool won this game. Just no one has anything to say.
I mean, I don't even care at this point. I hate them so much. I thought Gravenberch played well, the Dutch center mid, and he hasn't looked great this season.
Bad skincare?
No, I'm sure he's got great skincare routine too. But he hasn't looked like I thought he was going to come in. He was going to be their new Henderson borderline, like playing box to box. And I don't think he's looked anywhere near that kind of mark. And yeah, I think that here's a question because Salah's been getting subbed out a lot more often, and he didn't start this game.
He's gone.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, Saudi.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A man's about to get bank. Yeah,
he's already solidified himself as one of the best wingers in the Premier League history. So
okay.
Well, was that last week we did or 2 weeks ago we did the Hazard Bale for Salah, right?
Is yeah,
that,
we did.
Yeah. I think he's what is he 30, 31, 32, 33, somewhere around there.
I think he's 33.
Dan, I just put my phone down.
So he's,
31. 31. 32 in June. So
32 in June. So he starts.
He'll be 32
next season.
Summer.
32.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's basically get a paycheck. 32, practically 33, which means he's basically dead.
Yeah.
I like this is us just like playing the age game on like a bunch of different fucking people.
How old is? We should make that
survey
a
survey says 31. All right. Yeah. But yeah, Liverpool wins. They stay now second. So run through the top five real quick. Arsenal at 74. Liverpool 74, City at 73 with a game to play, Villa at 66 with a game up on everyone, and Spurs still in fifth with 60. Two games to Villa in hand, one game to pretty much most of the rest of the teams. Bottom relegation battle, Sheffield's fucked. Still not mathematically eliminated, I don't think. But
I don't think they are, but I just saw Sky posted something and they weren't even on it, so... About the relegation.
Let's see. They're not mathematically eliminated yet, but they're getting pretty fucking close. Burnley is alive still because of the Forest loss. I mean, they're only 3 points back of Forest. Forest plays City next. Burnley plays United.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's a winnable game for Burnley.
Luton is at 25 points, 1 point out of relegation. They play Wolves. That's a huge game next.
Yeah. Who's home?
That's a great fucking Wolves question. Let's find out. Let's go through next week's games. Not next week's games. This week's games, I guess, right?
Mid-weeks.
Wait, can I just say something real quick?
No.
Yes.
Thanks. All right, so remember early in the season, I forget what game it was and which ref it was, but he got sent down to the championship.
Yes.
For calls. Are we just not doing that anymore? Like,
what's
every
the
week,
line?
Like, I feel like that was a good thing, right?
He came back, though. He was back in, like, 2.5 weeks.
All right, he came back, but still, it's like there's consequences. I'm sure he gets paid less, and, like...
That's like on that episode of SpongeBob where they steal a balloon and they throw him in jail for a second, and then they're like, okay, you're free to go.
Yeah, but I think maybe now the issue is like, if they do it too much, like, does it just look fucking brutally bad on them? Like, does it make them look so bad?
I don't know. Players get... You know, get yellow cards, get red cards. They have to sit out for, I mean, that's disciplinary stuff.
Could you imagine that the refs started getting carded?
But could you imagine, not carded, but something like that, where there's accountability for, like, these terrible mistakes?
That's what they should do with the blue card. The coach give them the refs. Get one blue card, and when they think the refs done a shit job, they walk up to the ref and give them a blue card. Oh, that would be cool.
We good?
All right, that's it.
Yeah, next week.
Game of the week, first game of the week, actually, tomorrow. Danny Boy, what do we got? Arsenal Chelsea, sorry. I should have said it out loud.
We're home.
Great skincare.
Chelsea did win 6-0 recently, but again, it's overshadowed by
Who did they play in that game again?
That was Everton, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, yes. It was. Yeah, yes. Yep.
I think we should win. I'm going to say 2-0 or 2-1.
2-1. I'm going to go like 3-1.
Who?
Chelsea.
You're going to go 3-1 Chelsea?
No, I'll do Arsenal. I won't lie. Dan wasn't here last week when I picked all the other teams.
Dick.
I'm going to go 1-1.
All right, I like it. No animosity on this couch. Wolves, Bournemouth, Clayton, just because I don't like you, and that's a boring game.
That was mean of you. Bournemouth are going to win 1-0.
All right, they're at Molineux. Bad result for Wolves. Palace, Newcastle. I guess I'll take that one. Big win for Palace. They're going to keep it rolling. I'm going to 2-1 Palace at home.
Whoa.
Wow.
Everton, Liverpool. Danny Boy.
Everton 1, Liverpool 0.
Love that.
Wow.
At Goodison, it is a derby.
Upset of the season.
Everton got something to fight for, too. So.
Yeah, but they just got dick smacked by Chelsea.
They sure did.
Liverpool is a champion.
They just not won. League,
but title.
Title race. Thank you.
Clayton, Man U, Sheffield.
Oh, do I do it? Because Brian's not here.
Yes.
Sheffield, 3-0.
Because fuck him. That's why.
Let's see if Brian watches our podcast.
Sure doesn't.
When he's not on.
I'm not going to lie. Unless we do an episode on Friday, we're going to have 2 game weeks here. I'm just saying.
I'm going to do it on Friday.
I mean, we can. The Man City Brighton is my, I guess I'll take that one. We are at American Express Stadium. 3-1. I like 3-1. It's going to be a big score this week.
Haaland, I heard he might not play.
Yes, Haaland is questionable. So it'll be an Alvarez start, most likely. Yeah, big games. Not a lot of big matchups other than the Arsenal-Chelsea, but again,
There's
only six games this weekend. Oh, six games this midweek, sorry. And then this weekend coming up is a full slate.
Yeah, I think this is a makeup of some of those games that
are the FA Cup issues. Yeah. But yeah, so if we do an episode Friday, we won't go into next week's games. Anything else you guys wanted to bring up or address? I know we just did an episode on what?
Yeah.
Thursday or Friday?
I have one more thing I'd like to bring up. So,
skincare?
No. With all the games that are being played, most countries, like the German League, the French League, only have one domestic cup trophy.
Why the fuck did we have two?
Is it time to just cut the Carabao Cup? Half the teams don't give a fuck about it until they're in the final anyway.
It just doesn't make any sense to me because it's like, you said, it's almost like the throwaway.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, City's won it a bunch, so like I'm happy when we win it, but it's like, FA Cup is way more prestigious.
Yeah. I just, like, if they're bitching about the games, that's a champion. And they talk about every year, they say, oh, make it just a reserves team.
But I'm going to say, at what point, like, do teams just start doing that?
I don't know.
Like, do you just make it almost a mockery where they have to do something about it?
I feel like that would look really, really bad if teams actually did that. But at the same point, like...
But also in that same point, if you're a team like Fulham, like, you're playing your guys because, like, you're like, all right, we can win a trophy here.
And like, it's a Champions League spot, isn't it?
But also the teams that would do that, though, are not the teams that are having the full slate of games that most of these teams are.
Like, yeah, and a lot of those teams that can rotate do that because they can rotate. Like, that's why Manchester City, with the big bench they have, can rotate.
We can rotate. It's like a workout video. And rotate.
And rotate.
And rotate.
And rotate.
Rotate.
And rotate.
Rotate.
And
rotate. 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 Rotate.
All right. I have a question.
We might have an answer.
All right. So if you were building a team around one of these three strikers, which one would you take?
Ollie Watkins all day.
You could have said God himself.
Alexander Isak or Ivan Toney.
Ollie Watkins. Ivan Toney can suck it. I hope he doesn't even make the England team.
Ivan. That's a good question. Let me think. Dan, do you have an answer?
I say Isak.
Ugh.
I do like Isak, but I don't want to be like prisoner of the moment. Like, he's played very good lately. But like
Tony, he's had injuries too.
Tony in his peak was like fucking.
Yeah, he was unreal.
Was really, really good. And I do like Ollie Watkins. There's something about Watkins though. Sometimes I just like don't trust him.
Don't get me wrong.
He's got
20
goals. Like, I understand he's like leading the league in assists. He's having a great fucking season. But there's just something sometimes I just feel like.
No, I get it. Last season he could be 1-on-1 in goal, and I'd be like, "There's a 50-50 shot.
He doesn't even touch the net. Yeah, like it's.
And he would do that every once in a while. But now I have so much faith in him.
I don't know. I think I would still lean Tony. If Isak does it again, I think I would go maybe Isak, but...
Wow, all three different options there. All
right. Yeah, too bad my answer was right.
Let's all right. Out of those three, we think has the best transfer market value. Let's play the game.
Probably Izak.
Rank the three
of his age.
Highest to lowest transfer value according to Transfer Market.
I'm gonna go Izak, Tony, Watkins.
I'm gonna go Izak, Watkins, Tony. I just think the only reason I think Izak has a higher transfer value is because he's younger significantly. What's he, 23?
How old's Ollie Watkins?
Watkins is 28.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and Tony is what? Well, probably also 28. I think he's up there.
The worst time ever for like my computer just absolutely shit the bed. Hold on. All right, so Ivan Tony, transfer value.
Watkins is 28.
All right, Ivan Tony as of Transfer Market is, survey says, still saying.
The anticipation. Wow, oh my God. Ivan Tony is also 28, so okay. Izak's the youngest.
Current market value, $50 million.
For Ivan
That's
Tony?
It? Oh, Ivan Watkins Tony. Is worth so much more than that. And Izak's 24, so he's 4 years younger. I just think that if
he's got the highest, for sure.
Yeah.
Watkins' transfer value, according to transfermarket.us, is $65
million. Fuck yeah. All
right, so he's second.
I knew he was, knew he was worth something.
And then drum roll, please. Survey says $70 million for Alexander Izak. So is it 70, 65, 50?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What striker in the Prem you think is the highest transfer value? Think it is highest? Blythe Holland, right?
Yeah.
Other than, aside from Holland, who do we think is the highest?
Probably him. Probably
you think Izak? Who else we really have? I wonder what Alvarez is.
Not Hoyland.
I don't think
maybe
Alvarez is high enough just because we don't see him enough.
I wonder. Pause.
Pausing.
Hoyland probably still pretty high, even though he hasn't done too much.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd say he's still young. Like 40, 50 maybe.
Yeah, I think it's Izak, probably.
Alvarez, 90 mil.
Oh, I don't fucking... I mean, maybe. I guess
he's only 24, so...
Yeah, that's a good point.
And he just won every fucking trophy known to man and, like, half-led Argentina, so
yeah,
I mean...
He could retire now. Like, he could retire, he'd have a...
Dude's trophy cabinet is better than most players that spend their entire life playing. is anyone else? No, probably not, right? I'm trying to think of Chelsea,
everyone
no one.
False fucking
definitely not Nicholas Jackson.
Yeah, not Nick Jackson. United, we talked about.
Like Cole Palmer's played there. We say him.
Yeah, but I don't really consider Palmer a nine.
Yeah, neither do I.
Son, but he's too old, I think. Because he's been playing a nine. I don't think his transfer value is that high.
Not Jesus, I'll tell you that.
Definitely not Jesus, no. Kai Havertz, no.
No. Son is...
Richarlison, no.
Nah, Son's 50. He's the ace 31. It's not there.
Yeah.
I think it might be Alvarez. It might be the highest, honestly.
That's so fucking dumb that the second highest rated transfer player, with the transfer market value player, is the second string.
Well, we also bought him for pennies. Basically. Not like pennies, but like to what he was and what he became after the World Cup.
And he doesn't even play.
Yeah. Well, he's going to play this week, possibly. So, market value for Erling Haaland, by the way, $180 million.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's only 23, too, so. Yeah.
I forget
all right.
How young he is.
We made it to about, what, it's like 50 minutes? That's not bad for a pretty short episode.
Yeah, pretty short episode.
All right, folks, thank you for listening. Actually, the 43 minutes, but that's good enough. Short episode. If you're driving to work tomorrow, we appreciate you, our loyal listeners, for listening to us on this midweek recap. If you didn't miss Brian's voice, he'll maybe be on the next one. We'll see.
I think he'll be back by then.
Yeah, doesn't mean he's going to be on it. You never know. thank you for listening. Enjoy your car ride. That's probably where you're listening to us. We will see you maybe Friday. And by see you, I mean you'll hear us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday. All right. All right. Later. Signing off, folks.
Woo.
Bye.